Okay, today, the Transfiguration. Transfiguration, a marvelous event. It's covered both in Matthew, Mark, and in Luke. It takes place on Mount Tabor, which is in Galilee, the northern part of Israel. The mountain has a very flat top. I, too, have climbed that mountain. When I was in seminary, I did it on a bus. And up there is a beautiful basilica with two chapels, chapel of Elijah and a chapel of Moses. So what's this story about? What's this story about? Well, it's about giving direction. It's about pointing someone in the right way, pointing someone in the true way. You know, sometimes we're very proud to take, you know, to ask for directions. And oftentimes myself, I rely on my GPS machine to give me my directions. But if you get the wrong direction, or someone gives the wrong direction, you can really get lost. If you remember that old Chevy Chase movie where he and his wife move out to a farm in Vermont, he's going to write the great American novel, he can't find it, he gets lost, he pulls over to these two old codgers sitting by the road, and he asks where to get to that town, and the direction goes, well, you go straight ahead, and then when you get to where the fellow's barn used to be, make a left. Used to be, as if you're going to know where that barn was, right? Directions can mess you up if they're wrong. This is about direction. Moses and Elijah, two very real people. Moses, the patriarch who led Israel out of slavery, and Elijah, the great prophet. But they're more than that. To the Jewish people, Moses is also the person who wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They are known as the books of the law and also known as the books of Moses. All the rest of what we call the Old Testament and the Jewish people would call the Torah is called the books of the prophets. And there's a lot of prophets. Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah. But the Jewish people, if you ask them who is the greatest prophet, without a doubt, and it wouldn't be close, they'd say Elijah. Why? Because Elijah didn't die. Elijah rode up to heaven in a fiery chariot. Read all about it in the first book of Kings. Or remember that old song when you were a kid, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. It's all about Elijah flying up into heaven. So Elijah represents all the rest of the Old Testament. So between Moses and Elijah, what it means is that the entire Old Testament is pointing to this moment as Jesus appears transfigured. What does that mean to appear transfigured? It means to appear as he's going to look resurrected, the resurrected Lord, the resurrected Lord who conquers death, the resurrection Lord who brings salvation to all. They point to that moment. They give direction to that moment. And then Peter and James and John, they're given direction. Their lives are to point to the second coming and to point to everyone that if they too put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when he comes again, we will all be saved, that he is the true path, he is the true way, he is the true road, and the only road to salvation, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some people have dedicated their lives in different and particular ways of giving direction. Let me point to you out, and there's so many examples. I mean, you could pick almost any of the saints, but I'm going to pick someone who's not quite a saint yet, but he's getting there, the Blessed Solanus Casey. Well, suppose he's okay. Solanus Casey. And Solanus Casey worked in Detroit most of his life. He was a Franciscan brother, and he had a great healing ministry. But you know what his ministry was in the parish where he worked? He greeted people. He sat outside the door, and he greeted people coming into Mass. He greeted them, pointing the way inside so that they could hear the Word of God and they could receive the Lord in the Eucharist, giving the right direction. That is all of our callings. All of us have an obligation to give the right and true direction to the Lord Jesus by what we say and by what we do. So make it a point during this Lenten times and reflect upon how every single one of us is directing others to the Lord.